Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
You've built a great podcast. The content's solid. The audience is growing. But the money, still not where it should be. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your podcast for free so you can keep doing your thing while our experienced sales team does their thing, finding advertisers and bringing in revenue. No fees, no stress, just real monetization. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and let us show you the money.
My new podcast, Crimes Of, explores the forces behind some of the most unforgettable crimes in history. Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
It is time now for today's Strawberry Letter. And if you need advice on relationships, dating, work, sex, parenting, and more, please submit your Strawberry Letter to steveharveyfm.com and click Submit Strawberry Letter. We could be reading your letter live on the air, just like we're going to read this one right here, right now. And you never know, it could be yours.
It could be yours. Buckle up and hold on tight. We got it for you. Here it is. Strawberry Letter.
All right, nephew. Thank you.
Yeah.
Subject. I didn't know my wife hates me. Dear Stephen Shirley, my wife and I had ups and downs in our marriage. She hasn't been home in almost 2 weeks because she thinks I'm cheating on her. Her coworker was driving by one of the trashy motels in town, and she told my wife that I was there with a woman. My wife knows that I do HVAC work on the side, so she should have believed I was there to fix the air conditioning. I would not be stupid enough to cheat in broad daylight. I gave my wife my phone and I let her search my clothes, car, and computer. She said she can't trust me, so she left. Fast forward to 2 days ago when I called her to see if she talked to me. She wanted us to talk in person, so she came home. She was acting mean and she would not tell me where she's staying. She went to the bathroom and I checked her phone calls and texts. I saw that she texted her sister some very nasty stuff about me right before she came over. She texted that she hates me and she doesn't think I cheated on her because I smell sour all the time and my sex is not good. She texted that she'd been looking for an excuse, any excuse to leave me, and she's already talked to a lawyer about a legal separation. When she came back in the den, I told her that I didn't want to talk anymore, so she left. I called her sister and I told her I saw the text messages. She confirmed that my wife has told her many times that she hates me and little things that I do annoy her. I would have felt better if she had said it to my face instead. Is it best to talk things through with her and see if I can change her mind, or is it best to let her go? Should I try to save my marriage? Okay, to be honest, I'm always a proponent of saving a marriage, and that's if it's salvageable, okay? Having said that, I don't think your marriage is. I don't think you can save this. I mean, you need something to work with here. And you have nothing because your wife hates you. She's already talked to an attorney about a legal separation. You saw it in her phone messages, in her text messages, and her sister confirmed it as well. I'm sorry, because I know this had to be crushing for you, and what a way to find out. But what married couple doesn't get on each other's nerve from time to time? But this is a little bit different, okay? Your wife wants out, and I think she should be woman enough to stand up, like you said, and go face to face with you and tell you. Although it doesn't matter at this point, she's taking the coward's way out. But the key word here is O-U-T, out. I think you should get out. I think you need to let her go because she hates you. All right. And don't worry. She'll soon find out that the grass is not greener on the other side. But hopefully by then it'll be too late. Steve.
Well, let me just start by saying this to you.
Why am I laughing already?
I don't know why you would write this and say, "Dear Steve and Shirley." You should have just said, "Dear Shirley." Because I'm going to tell you right now, I, unlike Shirley, am finna tell you the truth.
Mm-hmm. I'll tell the truth.
And Shirley said, which I want to just show you the difference. Shirley said, in response to you, I'm always a proponent of trying to save a marriage if it's savable. Mm-hmm. That's what Shirley said. Here's my take. I'm not saving a damn. I'm gone. Especially with a letter like this. I don't know what you trying to save, homie, but Lord, let me help you understand something. Everybody knows, it's well documented, that I am on marriage number 3. I have taken full responsibility for the results of the first 2. But now let me tell you something that I have also experienced. I didn't know one of my wives hated me either. I didn't know. I just thought something was wrong. Took me 4 years to discover that I was hated. I thought, you know, I said something crazy. I kept apologizing. I thought, you know, that it was just, you know, having a bad day. 4 years of bad days. 4 years of bad days. Them ain't bad days. She hates you. And it shouldn't take you 4 years to find that out. Now, you done ran across some texts that validated what you was feeling. But I can tell you right now, this marriage is over as far as I'm concerned. Now, you can stay in it if you want to, because your wife thinks that you cheating on her because a coworker was driving by one of the trashy hotels in town and saw your car over there and told her that you was over there. And then you got a HVAC company and you work on the side, so she should have believed that you was there to fix the air conditioning. Okay, sound valid to me. Then he said, I would not be stupid enough to cheat in broad daylight. Well, sir, people cheat in broad daylight, at midnight, in early afternoon, on the lunch break, on the way to work, in the snack room, on the cigar break, in the parking lot, in the car, in the janitor's closet.
We'll have part 2 of your response coming up at 20 minutes after the hour. Right after this.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Make money from your podcast with the Odyssey Creator Lab. You create the show, we bring the advertisers. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com.
My new podcast, Crimes Of, explores the forces behind some of the most unforgettable crimes in history. Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
All right, come on, Steve. Let's recap today's Strawberry Letter. The subject, I didn't know my wife hates me. Then no.
And my response is, I didn't either.
Not about you.
On one of my marriages, it took me 4 years to discover that I was hated. It's a shocking thing to find out that a person hates you. I guess it is. It did validate what I was thinking, though. Because it's hard to hide hate. Hate surfaces in a lot of ways. So let me just go to this letter right quick. He was at a sleazy hotel. A girlfriend of his wife's saw his car parked at a sleazy hotel. Told his wife. She accused him of cheating. He got an HVAC company. He said he was over there doing some work on the air conditioner, so she should have believed him. Then he said, I would not be stupid enough to cheat in broad daylight. Well, sir, I want to remind you that cheating occurs 24/7. Cheating is a daytime sport. It's an afternoon sport. It's in the park. parking lot sport. It's a sport that you do on your lunch break. It's a break sport that you do on your cigarette break. It's a sport that you do before you go to work, after work. It's a happy hour becomes a whole lot happier when you're cheating. There's a lot of times that you could cheat. Cheat on your boss's desk. You can cheat on the copy machine. There's a lot of times you could cheat. Stop this. Well, don't say I would not be stupid enough to cheat in broad daylight. When duty calls, you must respond.
Anyway.
I gave my wife my phone. She searched it. Fast forward 2 days ago when I called to see if she talked to me. After she said she can't trust you after she checked your phone, which was clean, and she left. So when I called her to see if she talked to me, she wanted to talk in person, so she came over to the house. She was acting mean, wouldn't tell you where she was staying. She went to the bathroom, so you checked her phone and text. And you saw in her text to her sister, she had some very nasty stuff to say right before she came over. Now, all this is hate. She texts that she hates me. Well, there you go. Once they say they hate you, you can quit wondering. She hates you. And she don't think I cheated on her because I smell sour all the time. She hates you. I've actually been told that I don't like the way you smell. And I bathe and shower regularly and you have very expensive cologne. So I knew that was hate. I knew good and hell well that was hate. Shirley, you've been sitting next to me for 25 years. Have I ever stank?
No, not at all.
Ever?
Not at all. In the morning, no, definitely not. Mm-mm, fresh. Well, always fresh.
If something happened in the middle of the day, then I might stink after that. Right now, just at work, though.
Right.
She texts me she's been looking for an excuse to leave me, and she already talked to a lawyer about legal separation. I told her I didn't want to talk to her anymore. She left. I called her sister. Her sister told me that she done told her many times she hated me, and little things I do annoy her. I would have felt better if she'd have said this to my face. No, you wouldn't. So is it best to talk things through with her and see if I can change her mind, or is it best to let her go? Should I try to save our marriage? You can't save hatred, though. And it's hard to go to counseling for our hatred. I've never hated anybody in my life. I don't know anybody I've ever hated.
That's good. Well, that's a good thing. Well, wait, you thought about it a little more? One person?
Well, I heard a podcast one time and I hated that. That was very brief. It was just a brief moment of hate. Let me retract that statement. I've never hated nobody.
Why are you making this about you?
$33,000 from me. That was the first person I hated. I looked for him for 7 years. I looked for him for 7 years by the $33,000.
You weren't married to him. What does this have to do with the letter? Get back to
the letter. Wouldn't have married him after he stole that money. You know what I'm saying?
You fell out of love.
That's how deep hate go. I'm trying to embarrass you, Shirley. I'm trying not to let you down. Ask me a question about this letter, and I'm going to show you the hate in it. Ask me anything you want to about this letter.
She said that he smelled sour. You covered that.
That's
one.
Hate. That's hate right there. Nobody smells sour. Sour is a hateful word.
It really is.
You smell sour. That's like old cabbage or something. Yeah. Don't nobody want to hear that. That's hate. Go ahead.
That's below the belt. Your sex is not good. She told him his sex wasn't good.
That's below the belt.
Yeah, that's real below the belt.
That's hating. I hate you so much, I'm trying to hurt you.
Yeah, she's crushing. She's in
now,
crushing.
Now, we got six kids in here now. You telling me how bad my sex is. I'm in here doing something right. Now, y'all, this here. I might not be all that, but I ain't seen nobody else knocking the dough down to get you either, though. And since you're trying to hurt me with hate, let me say something to you. My sex ain't that good. I got news for you. Yours ain't that good either. How about that?
Post your comments on today's Strawberry Letter at Steve Harvey.
You remember that time I just got up and walked out the room and didn't come back? You want to know why?
Say it.
Because it ain't good.
on Instagram and Facebook, and check out the Strawberry Letter podcast on the free iHeartRadio app. You can download it today. Free never sounded so good.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Make money from your podcast with the Odyssey Creator Lab. You create the show, we bring the advertisers. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com.
Hey there, we're Corinne Vienne and Sabrina Deanna Roga, here to introduce our newest podcast, Crimes of, a Crime House Original.
Crimes of is a weekly series that explores a new theme each season, from crimes of the paranormal, unsolved murders, and more. Our first season is Crimes of Infamy, the true crime stories behind Hollywood's most iconic horror villains.
Listen to and follow Crimes of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life, all told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house, something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.